Celtic Woman, an Irish female quintet, has taken the world by storm. Their first album, Celtic Woman, was spellbinding, and now each of the girls, Chloe, Lisa, Maeve, Mairead, and Orla, have released their own solo album. We spoke with Orla Fallon, harpist and singer, about the way they got together and their enormous success. Well, I'm delighted that you could find time to speak with me.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's great.
Now, your album is just beautiful, I must say. I was taken with it in several ways. First of all, I think the beauty of the voices and, of course, the arrangements and the authenticity of it. You sing a lot of the songs I was told to say to you. You sing them in Irish. Is that what you call it, Irish, not Gaelic?
Yes. We would, you know, most Irish people would call it singing in Irish, and I grew up, I was very fortunate in that my mother comes from Kerry, from the south of the country, and her parents were native Irish speakers. So my grandmother was a great influence in my life, and she taught me a lot of Irish songs. And actually, one of the songs on the CD, well, it's Irish and English, it's called Shúlarún, and my grandmother taught me that song. Shúlarún means walk my love, and the chorus is actually in Irish, and then the verses are in English.
It's really very, very beautiful. I of course recognize some of the other numbers. Of course, a lot of them are, as we say, old chestnuts, you know, Danny Boy and Last Rose of Summer, but also the Nella Fantasia and the Ashokan Farewell, which are beautiful, beautiful numbers.
Glorious.
Just beautiful. Now, you are a very accomplished harpist. You've won many awards. The International, is it FESH in Dublin?
Yes, the FESH Ciúil would have a wonderful, wonderful reputation. And like people like Frank Patterson and John McCormack have won medals at the FESH Ciúil. And a few years ago, I won the Kearney Hay, that's the name of the award that I won. It was I had to do a recital singing with my own harp arrangements, some four different songs with my own harp accompaniments, and I was delighted to win the gold medal at that, because it's a real privilege. You know,
now, you've performed, you have a very prestigious list of places that you perform. You performed for the Pope, you performed in Washington, the National Shrine, and of course you've done, I guess, kind of a classical Celtic harp. Is that right?
Yes, my harp is actually, it's a Salvi harp.
Uh-huh.
Salvi, the harps are made in Italy. And I was on the lookout for a new harp because I have a little old Irish one that was made by a harp maker in Galway. But I wanted something, some of the Irish harps that are made at home, they don't have a big sound. And because I'm playing so much and going to such lovely theatres and venues and stuff, it was really important that I would have a harp that I could really, really love the sound. And I just went over to London one day to the Salvi showroom.
Yes.
And I fell in love with this harp. The minute I sat down, I said, this is the one. And it's great. And I'm very fortunate in that I can bring it with me now. It's a bit bigger than the normal Irish harp, but they shipped it over for me about 2 weeks before I came. So I was very sad sending it off on its own to America. But the crew are wonderful, and they take great care of it, because it's like my little baby.
Someone sent me a Clark harp from Dublin many, many years ago.
Right.
Yes, and it's in storage, and I have to restring it. And I don't know the first thing about, you know, Irish or Celtic harps, but I guess pretty much you have to tune it, and I think in E flat or something. And
yes, that's right. We tune all our harps in E flat. You can tune them in C, but if you tune them in C, you won't have any flats at all. So we tune them in E flat. Most of the harps would be tuned in E flat at home.
Yes, well, that's a whole other show, I think, about you as a harpist. Perhaps
we'll
do something about that. Let's talk about Celtic Woman, and how long actually have you been together as a group?
Well, we first, you know, the show that everybody sees on PBS in America, that show was recorded back last September, on September 13th, in a theatre called The Helix in Dublin. And can you believe, Jill, we had never performed together before that.
Well, how did you get together? Whose idea was this? Because this seems to be, this is a kind of a new wave of performance you have for you know, tenors or five baritones or, you know, something like that. Whose idea was this?
Well, it was the idea of two people. It was really Sharon Brown, who is the CEO of Celtic Collections, that's the record company in Ireland that we're all signed to. She had this dream of bringing five of, you know, soloists together and put them on one album in a show. And we had all worked with, you know, David Downes is the musical director.
Yes.
He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And between the two of them, she approached David with this idea, and he thought, yes, Sharon, that would be a great idea. And so out of, you know, their vision, Celtic Woman was born.
Now, I love the name. It's not Celtic Women, it's Celtic Woman, which is the whole, it's woman, it's women, it's the whole thing. It's not just, you know, one woman. And I love that. That's really a beautiful name. So you actually came together then how long ago?
It'll be a year this September. And we didn't know, some of us knew each other, but not very well, but we had never performed together, so we rehearsed for about 2 days, and we were all learning our own individual music, and then we came together, and the show just, we were really taken aback. We gave 1,000%, put our whole hearts and souls into it, because we had this beautiful set, we all got beautiful dresses, lovely shoes, and we were playing with the Irish Concert Orchestra, so it was just, we were all determined to really, really, you know, give 1,000% to this. And we were just thrilled then with the how well then it took off, because we came to America in March to do some promotional work, and we performed on the Today Show outside the Rockefeller Center. And, you know, the CD has been, I went into the world music charts at number one.
Well, your Billboard in several categories, number one, I think, in the top new artist and the world music charts.
That's right.
And on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, so I guess you're really selling a lot of the albums.
It's doing really well. We just heard yesterday that the CD is back and the DVD are back number one in Amazon, and the DVD has gone gold, and I think the CD is going to go gold pretty soon. I think it has gone gold, actually, and it's going really well. I think it's just, there's something about the show, it just seems to touch people's hearts. And it was one thing that we always, because it's very important to us that, you know, if you touch one person's heart or, you know, soul, you're doing a good job and you've achieved something. And the amount of lovely feedback that we are getting from people all over America, we get the most beautiful emails from people saying how much the show moved them, and we say such and such a song meant a lot to them. And that's just really glorious that we feel like we're doing something good here.
Well, I have to tell you, of course, the repertoire that you've chosen is very, very moving. Mm-hmm. And I can see how, I guess, for people who are older, it brings back memories. For people that are younger, you are also incorporating a kind of a contemporary sound. But you're essentially very honest. That's what you feel in these performances. There's a simplicity and a purity of sound. And I think that's really one of the characteristics that is so moving. You're not overwhelmed either by all of these synthesizer noises and so on. There's a real beautiful folk sound with the purity of the instruments and the voice as well. So I must tell you, you know, when I get a lot of these albums in, and there's kind of like a trend, but this was something that really was, I must say, very, very moving, and I'm so happy for your success.
Can I just say, Jill, we had the most wonderful experience in Philadelphia, in the Merriam Theatre. We did two shows, and the audiences, both at the matinee and the evening shows, were amazing. And we met some people afterwards, and because my husband just came over from Ireland that day, so I was really excited. And we were taking a walk after the matinee show, just before, and people were queuing up to go into the evening show. And we met some gorgeous people, and they were just lovely, and they were so appreciative, and they were just, so they really loved the show, and they were just gorgeous. So thank you to everybody in Philadelphia who came to the show, because you were great.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know they were delighted to have you. There is a very big Irish population here. And now, as far as, I mean, there's going to be another album, I'm sure.
Well, we're hoping that there will be a Celtic Woman 2 album. We all really, you know, we're just loving every moment. It's a wonderful journey that we're on with Celtic Woman, and we're hoping that there will be a Celtic Woman too. They are talking about it, but I'd say it'll be about another year down the road, because we have a very, very busy touring schedule. We go home on the 15th. We leave America on the 15th of August. and we're home until the 29th of September, and then we're back, we come back to America again, and we're touring here for 2 months in the autumn. And then we go home for Christmas, and we're planning on doing Australia, Japan, New Zealand, Europe. So Celtic Woman is going to bring us to a lot of places over the next year.
So this does alter your career goals a little bit, doesn't it? Because you have also established yourself as a soloist, as have all the other girls.
Yes, but I think it's a wonderful opportunity for each of us as soloists in that Blue Note Records, Manhattan Records, are going to release all our individual CDs here in September. So we're really excited about that. But the fact that we're all involved in Celtic Woman, it's providing a wonderful platform because we're getting to play to audiences that we could only have dreamt about before this project came about. When we heard that PBS were going to put the show out in America, we were all thrilled because we have seen, you know, the wonderful work that PBS have done for artists before, like Frank Patterson, like Riverdance. They
yes.
have just been amazing, and they have done a wonderful, you know, they've been so good to us, and we're so fortunate. So it is, you know, because people, more and more people are getting to know about us, both as a group and as individuals. So it's just great.
Well, what happens with a group when you are so active as individual soloists and performers? I mean, you are for now Celtic Woman. How much mileage can you get on something like that, after all, as far as repertoire is concerned?
Well, with the show, there's a great we all sit down, you know, when we were putting together the music for this show, each of us sat down individually with David, the musical director, and he asked us what songs would we like to do. And it was important to Sharon and David that we would sing songs that we absolutely love and that we can get the best out of our voices. And because even though there's four singers and one fiddle player, we all have our own very unique styles. And we have been given a platform to show off our individual styles, but also then we have been given a platform when we come together. Somebody said that there's like a great buzz amongst the five of you when we come together, because even though we're all very individual in our styles, everything blends very well together. So it's great.
And you also all look very good, so that's very helpful. Well, thank you so much, Orla, for speaking with me, and I'm sure that our listeners will be just thrilled to hear you. But how do you feel about doing the, as I say, like something like Danny Boy? I mean, is that do you have a new take on it, or is it just something that kind of rolls off your tongue?
Well, it's Deirdre is the girl that sings Danny Boy. I don't sing Danny Boy now in the show, but I think the arrangement, it's a cappella. You have the solo voice and then the choir singing in harmony underneath, and it's glorious. I think it's a really beautiful. See, the melody of Danny Boy is so beautiful, you can't fiddle around with it too much.
Right.
And I think that there's a great beauty in simplicity, and a lot of the arrangements for Celtic Woman are very simple. They just let the melodies and the tunes speak for themselves, and I just think the arrangement that David has done, it's beautiful, and it really does the song justice. And every time you sing a song like Danny Boy or like The Isle of Innisfree or
yes.
whatever song we're all doing, you see the reaction of the audiences, and you never sing the song the same way every time, because every time you sing it, it's like when I'm on stage singing, I love when you look up and you see the spotlight, and I always think of home because I come from a tiny little village in Wicklow in Ireland, but I do think of my grandmother, she's no longer with us, but I always think of her, and every time I sing one of these songs, you sing it in a different way and you get a different meaning out of it every time, and then you get a different response from the audiences every time. So it's a real privilege to be able to do that.
Well, it says a lot about the actual songs as well, because if the performer is moved each time in a different way,
yeah.
that is the essence of what music is. It's a personal feeling, and certainly these standards are standard and will always stay in the repertoire. Well, once again, the very best to you and all of your compatriots, Orla. We wish you the very, very best. And if there is a Celtic Woman too, please come back and visit us again.
We will. And thank you so much for having me on. It was lovely to talk to you.
Same here. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've been speaking with Orla Fallon, harpist and singer and member of the Irish quintet Celtic Woman.